President Trump gives his first address to Congress tonight. The White House says his speech will be about the renewal of the American spirit. The president will try to rebound from a challenging first month in office and a historically low approval rating. Past presidents have used this opportunity to set the tone and legislative agenda of their first term. For more, we're joined by Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton's Woodrow Wilson School. Julian, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So this technically is not a State of the Union speech, but it does have all the trappings of one. How have past presidents used their first address to Congress?
Well, they've used it in different ways. Lyndon Johnson, for example, who took office after the assassination of John F. Kennedy, talked about mourning the fact that he was there, but also talking about the need to continue with JFK's tradition. And he outlines two of the goals that he's going to do, civil rights and a major tax cut. Gerald Ford, who takes over after Watergate, uses it both to signal that he understands the trauma that the nation has gone through with Richard Nixon, and he also outlines that he wants to fight inflation and fight excessive government. So presidents use it in different ways. President Obama used it to try to calm some of the sense of crisis that existed after he took office.
Well, let's listen back to a bit of President Obama's first speech to Congress when he tried to do that. It was given in the midst of the global financial crisis.
But while our economy may be weakened and our confidence shaken, though we are living through difficult and uncertain times, tonight I want every American to know this. We will rebuild, we will recover, and the United States of America will emerge stronger than before.
Julian, earlier this month, President Trump said he inherited a mess from Obama. I mean, isn't this a chance for him to sort of reset expectations and messaging for his presidency?
Absolutely. It wouldn't be unusual for him to talk a little bit more about the mess. That's often how these addresses go. But it's very important that they then turn successful presidents to what they are going to do, how they will get the nation out of it. So Ronald Reagan in 1981 didn't just speak about the dire state of the economy and the crisis in foreign policy. He talked about a tax cut that he was going to push to revive the economy. And I think people want to know what kind of legislation is President Trump thinking of, and I think that's going to be important. And they're also looking at his tone. Will it be like the inauguration, which was pretty dark and gloomy, or can he put together some of that Reagan optimism and try to present some inclusiveness to show that this might be a different kind of presidency than people think?
That will be interesting to see tonight, the tone. Is it the sunny Donald Trump or more American carnage? And the speech can also be a chance, I think, for a president to reach out to Congress, Julian. Here's Gerald Ford, who took office after the resignation of Richard Nixon.
Frequently along the tortuous road of recent months from this chamber to the president's house, I protested that I was my own man. Now I realize that I was wrong. I am your man.
Now, Trump's had his differences with members of his own Republican Party. Do you think tonight he'll try to win over congressional Republicans who might be skeptical of his budget plan or his relationship with Russia and other issues?
He will. Obviously, two of the big points of tension. One has to do with Russia and this looming investigation where many more Republicans are coming out and saying something has to be done and we have to look if there were connections. And so he wants to try to push that back. And the other person to look to tonight is Speaker Paul Ryan, who has already expressed that he's unhappy that the president won't go after Medicare and Social Security. And I think many Tea Party Republicans don't see how the numbers he's putting together are all going to add up. So I think he has to do some work tonight, starting work, to try to bring Republicans together and make sure that the kind of unity that's been essential in his first few weeks doesn't start to disintegrate because of these kinds of controversies.
Julian, this is a president who seems to favor disruption over presidential decorum, and he's also known for his sort of freewheeling style. Do you think he'll stick to the script tonight?
That's the big question. I mean, there have been a few moments in the campaign, for example, where he stuck to script and he went off the teleprompter and he got the message that you can't do freewheeling Donald Trump. And this is the kind of address where it's important that he looks presidential, because this remains a question for many Americans. And so he will have to contain himself. But it's difficult for him. I think part is unscripted and part of him can't really contain himself for long amounts of time. And when you're president in an address like this, you could say something just a few seconds long that causes a lot of political problems.
Right, like his Twitter habit. Sometimes he can't control himself, it seems. Julian Zelizer is a presidential historian and professor of history and public affairs at Princeton's Woodrow Wilson School. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.